Proclamation number 6043 of 5th of September, 1954. Little recognition, faith, for spirit work. Lack of faith. The working of the spirit is seldom acknowledged only because it requires an awakened spirit. But the unawakened are so distant from everything spiritual that they do not believe what is presented to them as truth. It is always only one step that has to be taken, but everyone who is still too attached to the world is afraid of it. Yet the people of the world are offered something which, with an honest will, they cannot regard as worldly, as a product of intellect. So that it is easy for them to dare that step. A hand is visibly stretched out to them from another kingdom and they are only required to test what is offered to them. Anyone who is willing to take this test has already taken the step. But anyone who is not willing to do so can never have the veil lifted which still conceals the truth from him. So it is not surprising that worldly people do not recognize the working of the Spirit. Yet even among people who think they are believers there is little recognition to be found, and this proves that they are all still very distant from God. It alone already proves their unawakened state and wrong attitude towards their God and Creator of eternity. It proves that they have not yet experienced His working in themselves. It also proves how little their faith is alive, how little the gospel was presented to them in a living way. It proves that dead preachers cannot awaken people to life. It is distressing evidence of a dead faith when people are unable to believe in God's revelations through His Spirit. When they lack all knowledge about such an intimate connection between the human being and God, which produces obvious evidence. And when they reject it as completely impossible, thus they close their minds to everything which could help them to attain a living faith. But this is a sign of the approaching end, that people themselves betray their spiritual low and their far distance from God. That they are no longer able to recognize the Father's voice. Do not be surprised, you right representatives of God on earth, in whom His Spirit can work. Do not be surprised that you receive little recognition, but know that this is only a sign of the truth of the divine words which His Spirit has imparted to you. The number of those who have understanding, who acknowledge the working of the Spirit, who feel themselves addressed by Him, will hardly increase the closer it gets to the end. And therefore the flock will only be small who followeth their shepherd because they hear His voice. His voice will resound in the heart of the human being who lapses into himself full of love for his God and Father of eternity, who is his Redeemer, his Savior from spiritual death. The spiritual spark must ignite deep within and shine from within. Nothing external can give light to the human being if the spiritual spark has not ignited within himself. If the human being himself is not inwardly established the connection through his spirit with the Father Spirit, who then makes himself known to him, who then reveals himself to him, who introduces him to the truth, who gives him fullest knowledge, inner peace and the awareness of walking the right path which leads upwards. Amen.